Hi friends, last two chapters we were talking about the pre-shipment finance in respect of the export of the goods and services. I hope you understood the full gamut of the pre-shipment finance in case of export of goods and services. Now, let us presume that the pre-shipment finance which is granted by the bank is still outstanding, and one of the chapter we have mentioned, for the closure of the pre-shipment finance, it was indicated in our discussion that this can be, the outstanding pre-shipment credit can be liquidated, that means finished off, or it can be recovered or closed by way of proceeds of the export bills purchased, discounted or negotiated. The process of purchase, discount and negotiation in respect of the export is starting at the post-shipment stage. Therefore, this topic particularly, like pre-shipment finance, I have structured in such a manner that both, that is export finance which is granted in post-shipment stage in Indian rupees, and there is also chance of granting, or there is also provision for granting the export finance at the post-shipment stage in foreign currency also. So there will be two chapters. One is this that we are discussing, that is covering the export finance post-shipment credit in rupees, Indian rupees, when export finance is granted. The structure of this particular chapter consist of the eligibility of the exporter so as to grant the finance. Then when we talk about negotiation, what is meant by negotiation? When we talk about the export bill purchased or discounted, meaning of it, that is expanded, that we can discuss. Then many times advance against the export bill sent on collection is required to be given by the banks at the request of exporter. How and what is that situation, that I will explain. And post-shipment credit in deferred payment terms for turnkey project or any construction contract undertaken abroad. And it is followed by the finance for the export on consignment basis, when the goods are sent on consignment basis, how the finance can be granted, okay, by the banks. And the export of the goods which are sent on exhibition of the sale, whether they are eligible for granting the finance or not, which will be followed by advance against undrawn balance, advance against retention money, then advance against duty drawback scheme. Then some of the schemes of the ECGC, though there is a separate chapter on ECGC, that is Export Credit Guarantee Corporation, in relation to the post-shipment guarantee scheme only we will talk about that, and which will be followed by the deemed export, and particularly the financing arrangement for the deemed export and interest rate on rupee export credit, as well as many times, as like how we have discussed yesterday, there is a change in tenor of the bill. Okay, so these are some of the components I have structured in this particular chapter. Let us see one by one in brief to better understand, right? The credit facility, when we talk about, that means it is nothing but it is advance or loan which is given by the financial institution and the bank. When it is given to the exporter, and that will be given against the document submitted for which the goods have been dispatched or shipment has already been made. And this will be granted, this loan will be granted to the exporter till the realization of the export proceed. So this process is known as post-shipment credit or post-shipment finance. Post-shipment finance is classified according to its characteristic features of the bills which it covers. First one is an export bill, which is purchased, discounted, and negotiated. That is one category. Second category is advance against export bill sent on collection basis. Third category is advance against export on consignment basis. Fourth category is advance against duty drawback, which is receivable from the Government of India. And the fifth one is advance against approved deemed exports. So these are some of the element or criteria under which the finance can be granted by the banks to the exporters. Okay. Considering first as an eligibility, the post-shipment credit or finance to the person who is called as an exporter is extended who has actually shipped the goods and who is known as an exporter. How we will come to know who is an exporter? He is holding import-export code, IE code, which is given by the DGFT, that is Director General of Foreign Trade. Based on that, if he is holding the certificate of IEC and he has actually exported the goods, then he will be considered as the exporter. Okay. Exporter in whose name the export documents are transferred or sent. In case of deemed export, the supplier of the goods can also be considered as the exporter. Then, post-shipment finance is always extended against one important document, that is shipping document, which evidences shipment of the goods. Now, document evidencing the shipment of the goods consists of what? We have seen the documents in general. Transport document, that may be bill of lading, that may be airway bill, that may be lorry receipt, that may be railway receipt, whatever it may be. But it must be a document to the title of the goods, that is evidences the export has already happened. In case of post-shipment finance, the proof of dispatch of the document or dispatch of the goods or documents, okay, is nothing but it is a title of the goods, that is essential. And there is no restriction in financing the export bill up to 100%, that is without keeping any margin. But some of the banks or financial institutions keep some margin which indicates that there is a stake of exporter while granting the loan. And also to recover any overdue interest and other charges if at all the export proceeds are realized late. Now, another aspect in export finance is post-shipment finance is period of finance. Overall, the period of post-shipment finance is depending upon the terms of the contract entered into between buyer of the goods, who is an overseas importer. And as far as exchange control norms India is concerned, the maximum period permissible for granting the advance against post-shipment, advance against the bills or at post-shipment stage is maximum period is 6 months or it is 180 days. In case of demand bill, not usance bill, in case of demand bill, the period for realization as defined by the FEDAI is normal transit period. And this normal transit period is maximum 25 days from the date of shipment of the goods. In case of usance bills, where there is a longer period is permitted, the credit can be granted or finance can be granted for maximum period of 6 months from the date of shipment, inclusive of NTP, that is normal transit period, that 25 days. Okay. Now, the term which is always used as a negotiation of the bills. Whenever word negotiation comes, it indicates that the documents are drawn under documentary credit or letter of credit issued by the overseas buyer's bank and received by our exporter, and that exporter ships the goods and submits the document along with the original LC to the bank for making available them to finance the documents for which goods have been exported. This process with the additional document as a letter of credit is considered as negotiation of the bill, or defined as negotiation of the bill. This negotiation of the bill is very, very strict, and it has an element of International Chamber of Commerce publication, that is UCP 600, Uniform Customs and Practice for Document Credit, UCPDC. Okay, and this document should be drawn strictly in conformity with the terms of LC. Now, when LC issuing bank undertakes to honor its commitment only and only if the beneficiary, that is exporter, submits the stipulated document confirming the LC terms, okay, then only document can be negotiated. Negotiation means giving payment against the bills submitted, which are drawn under letter of credit. Okay, even slightest deviation, even small spelling mistakes also defers the meaning of the goods which are shipped or terms of what of the contract. Therefore, even very small or slightest deviation from those terms and conditions which are specified in the letter of credit can give an excuse to the issuing bank for refusing the payment. Okay, Article 2 and Article 2 of UCP 600 clearly stipulates that any deviation from the stipulated or agreed terms and condition in letter of credit, there is a right of LC issuing bank or documentary credit issuing bank that they may refuse the document to pay. Okay, so after negotiation of the proceeds should be utilized for liquidating the outstanding packing credit or pre-shipment credit which is outstanding against that specified order or against that specified document. Okay, if at all, if not, then proceeds may straight away go to the normal operative account of the exporter. Now, in respect of the interest part, interest from the date of negotiation to the date of realization will be concessive rate, or concessional rate of interest is charged by the bank. That is one of the facility provided by the Reserve Bank of India so as to boost the export at the instances of Government of India. And if the bill is paid before the due date, the proportionate interest is also required to be refunded. And if the bill is paid beyond the due date, the interest for the overdue period is recovered as per the bank's guidelines. So, remember, upfront recovery of the interest is always done when the documents are negotiated. That means 100% upfront recovery of the interest from the date of negotiation till the date of maturity, or till the date of expiry, or till the date of effecting the payment. That rate of interest, which is stipulated as a concessional rate of interest, with that rate it will be recovered by the banks, and that will be their income. If the document presented are discrepant, then bank may hesitate to negotiate the document, and the discrepancy, if at all it is not to be rectified, it is beyond the rectification of the exporter, the document should not be negotiated by the banks also. Okay, so these are some of the guidelines what we have seen in respect of negotiation. Now, coming down to another aspect is a purchase and discount. What is meant by purchase? Export bill purchased. whenever the documents are drawn at site or cash against delivery, okay, or document against the delivery, cash against the delivery of the document, okay. This is called the site document, and the maximum period permissible is 25 days, that is non-NTP. So site documents are always the when finance is granted, this is called as a purchase of export bill. So this type of advance generally is originated out of the export order, which is extended between the buyers and exporter. Export bill must represent the genuine trade and strictly drawn in terms of the sale contract. Here there is no LLC. Letter of credit is not there whenever you are using the word purchase and discount. Under that purchase and discount, there is no LLC as such. So outside the purview of LLC, there are separate guidelines issued. So the order, it may be purchased if so document must be purchased whenever they are drawn at site, and it will be discounted if the documents are drawn at usance period of say 30 days, 90 days, 120 days, 145 days or 180 days. Maximum period is 180 days. Therefore, for giving such kind of finance against the document which are at site or usance, there should be a proper limit must be sanctioned by the bank to the exporter for purchase and discount of export bills. Since the export is not covered under the letter of credit, risk of non-payment is more. Risk of non-payment by the ultimate buyer of the goods is more. Okay. And it is always either it should be document under a document against the payment, or if it is document against acceptance, that is DA bill or longer tenor bill, then finance can be granted against the acceptance which is received from the overseas buyer, then finance can be made against that. So as to safeguard the interest of the bank who is a lending bank against those documents, interest of the bank, all export interest, as far as the interest of the bank is concerned, the ECGC covers the export risk, which is called as a credit risk on the export. So ECGC offers to cover the credit risk through their guarantees which are issued by the ECGC to the banks, and also policies. ECGC also issues the policies to the exporters at the post-shipment stage, and that covers at least 60 to 75% of the risk of non-payment by the overseas buyer. Now, having understood this, what is the document? What is the document? Document means consistence, or in the entire bunch, what are those documents which requires to be submitted by the exporter to the bank while purchasing, discounting or negotiating. Negotiation, no issues, because requirement of the document is already stipulated in the letter of credit. Whereas in the other purchase and discount, their documents are specified in the order which is executed or entered into by the exporter with the overseas buyer. The principal document which are necessary for purchasing or discounting the bills is, one is a draft, that is called bill of exchange or draft. Okay. If the documents are drawn at site, means there is no tenor prescribed, then in that case, these documents should be given to the buyer of the goods against him, making payment by him. So for that, there is a draft, which is a payment draft. Okay, that is one. Or usance document, when it is there, it is called a bill of exchange. Okay, both are negotiable instruments, right? In addition to the draft, there will be invoice, then bill of lading or airway bill or postal receipt, and if the insurance is covered, then insurance policy, then packing list, how the goods are bundled or packed, and certificate of origin of the goods, which is generalized system of the preference certificate. Okay, so these are some of the main document, which is minimum document, which is required for the financing, the export at the post shipment stage. These documents should be relating to the goods identical, and there should not be any difference on the document to document. Consistent document should be submitted. There should not be any inconsistency observed in the document. Okay, then the transport document should not show that goods are consigned to the buyer. Goods should be always consigned to the bank, and bank, after giving, putting his endorsement, it will be further consigned to the buyer. Otherwise, there are chances of the fraud or misappropriation of the document. Okay, in respect of that, there is a requirement of the full set of transport document that should be surrendered by the exporter. Full set of transport document must be surrendered by the exporter. Having understood all these bills, negotiation, purchase and discount, we have another type of the finance, that is advance against export bill, which are sent on collection basis. If the documents are not drawn on the letter of credit and the customer or exporter dispatches the goods to his known party or well-established party with whom he has a dealing for the several years or months, and he has a confidence in him, under such situation, many times the exporter dispatches the document or directly, or he hands over the document to the banks and asking him to send the document through the bank's correspondent bank in buyer's country and directly send, give it to under collection and wait for the either acceptance or for receipt of the funds, depending upon how the documents are drawn, it is at site or it is at usance. Okay, these bills, when it is handled, which is called as document under collection, that means here the role of the bank is not to make the finance immediately the document sent on collection. But many times it so happens that exporter is enjoying the post-shipment credit facility. Okay, but at the point or at the time of submitting the document, no limit is available. Under such situation, these documents are sent, exporter is asking the bank to send the document on collection basis. Now, when these documents are sent on collection basis, their customer or exporter may feel that he is in need of funds. Then he will approach to the bank and he will request that the documents which are handled by them, that is the bank, and sent on collection basis, he requests some type of finance, some finance that bank should, he requests the bank to finance the against those documents to him. Okay, so the proceeds of the advance should be utilized to liquidate the outstanding packing credit also. Okay, that is one part. Or maybe if the immediate there is no packing credit outstanding, the proceeds of such an advance granted against the bill sent on collection basis will be credited to the account of the exporter. Okay, either case, interest at the concessional rate is recovered from the date of advance to the due date. Date of advance to the due date. Same process. The exchange rate for the advance is a normal rate, ongoing rate, as on particular day of giving the advance. Interest on all the post-shipment advance will be the seized on the date of the credit to the nostro account of the bank which has handled the bill. That means when the rate of interest is charged by the bank, okay, and the bill is realized and the proceeds of which are received in the nostro account of the bank. But unfortunately, bank is little bit sidetracking such kind of things. Realization, credit is received, no? Okay. 1 or 2 days gone. But that is taken seriously. When any party is enjoying credit facilities and when his earlier bills have been realized, when the funds are parked in the nostro account of the bank, what is harm to the bank to utilize those funds and reduce the outstanding bill, close the outstanding bill, and then the party can enjoy subsequent discounting of the bills also. So that is taken very seriously, Reserve Bank of India, if such a lethargic approach of the banks is found out or observed by the Reserve Bank of India. Thank you very much.